So we agree here, Bernie and I, that the best columnist, and again, if you're Michael Goodwin, don't get upset. The best columnist in the country is in the New York Post right here. And she's on with us all the time because she loves us as much as we love her. And her name, of course, is Miranda Devine. And what is this column she's talking about today, Matt Meany, in today's New York Post?
Well, I believe her latest column was about war on cops, which I...
Oh, that was yesterday. That's right. Right, because Goodwin wrote about it today. Right. Yeah. And she had a lot to say on television last night. So here she is, the lovely Miranda Devine. Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning, Sid and Bernie. So nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. And the good news is you can walk outside here in New York City today and not have a lot of apprehension about getting mugged or shot or killed because here's what you have to – they got what they wanted, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's just human nature that we were all kind of relieved that it was a guilty verdict because we just hoped that that meant that our cities wouldn't burn and be looted and have the kind of, what did Joe Biden call it last night? The summer of protests from last year where $2 billion worth of damage was done and, you know, couple of dozen people were killed, but that was a unifying situation, according to Joe Biden. So we were all very pleased not to have another unifying situation like the summer of protests last night.
But you think that that's a pretty unhealthy mentality to have, that's the case right now. I mean, maybe an innocent man, maybe not. He was convicted. The videotape was very damning. But he might not have deserved murder, too. He might have deserved manslaughter, too. Who knows? We'll never know. This might have been mob justice. So as you pointed out, this is an unhealthy mentality for us to be having right now, no?
Oh, incredibly bad. You know, we should not be having these kind of emotions about, you know, the personal effect that it will have on us about a verdict in Minnesota. And we have to trust that the jury got it right and that they weren't pressured, but it's hard to believe that they didn't feel that pressure themselves. I mean, if in New York we're feeling relieved, how do you think the people of Minneapolis feel?
God.
And the jurors themselves? I mean, they saw, you know, riots every single night. They saw the National Guard brought in, all those big barricades around the courthouse. Effectively, that was to protect them and the lawyers and the judge. And you can't help but be affected by that. You had one of the expert witnesses for the defense had protesters turn up at what used to be his house, but what they thought was his current house, and spray it with pig's blood and leave a severed pig's head. And that's just disgusting. That is mob justice. And you've got Antifa now taking credit. They're saying because of the pressure that they put on, they got the verdict that they wanted.
It's cool. Listen, I said the same thing this morning. I'm actually happy about the verdict. I mean, it was not a question of innocence or guilty. He was guilty. The only question was it manslaughter or murder? He was never going to be innocent. 9.5 minutes, you're not innocent. So for me, I would rather see this guy serve more time because he's not a good guy. He's been written up 19 times. He clearly did something illegal there, just not sure the severity of it. And I'd rather see our city safe. So I was happy with the verdict, even if it meant there was some mob mentality involved, because it was not a question of innocence or guilt, ever.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if you're an active cop in a long career, you're going to have complaints against you. It doesn't necessarily... I'm not defending him, but I'm just saying you can't use that as a metric to determine whether or not he's guilty. And, you know, the video was horrendous, and anyone who watched it, absolutely horrible about it. But the fact is that the jury saw all the evidence, and we need to have faith in the jury system. But I just think it's very difficult to have found an impartial juror in that jurisdiction. And then because they were never sequestered, even when, you know, you had so many situations that would have intervened and put pressure on their mindset anyway. And starting with, I mean, the trial hadn't even got underway. The jurors had just been selected. And you had the city of Minneapolis coming out and trumpeting the fact that they'd just done a $29 million deal with the giving it to the family of George Floyd. And, you know, did they not care that there was a supposedly a fair trial was supposed to be happening, that, you know, there was a man there who's innocent until proven guilty? That's just a, that's what our justice system is all about. And it doesn't matter how repellent a person is, whether or not they're innocent or guilty, they're still entitled to a fair trial. And, you know, you had the president come out yesterday before the jury had delivered its verdict, and he's saying he's praying for the right verdict. You had Maxine Waters appallingly going there on Saturday night and revving up the crowd and demanding more confrontation, as if they need that, as if they need to be incited to any more violence and lawlessness. But, you know, that's just the Democrats. And basically, this is what they do. They incite violence if they don't get what they want. And the big irony is that's exactly what they're accusing half the country of doing.
No, this may very well have been mob justice. We'll never really know, but definitely the jury had to be intimidated somewhat with the mobs that they saw outside the courthouse, with what Maxine Waters said, which, by the way, Miranda Devine, President Trump was impeached for inciting violence, for saying, hey, go peacefully and patriotically protest down at the Senate. He was impeached for that. Yesterday they had a vote. Not one Democrat voted to censure Maxine Waters for her disgusting comments on the night before the jury was sequestered. Not one.
They're such hypocrites, and they're so nakedly, disgustingly, you know, two-faced. And you had Nancy Pelosi come out, and she's saying, oh, no, you know, she wasn't going to ask Maxine. Maxine Waters doesn't have to apologize. She's absolutely right. This is the same woman who was just in hysterics about President Trump and calling him a murderer. And, of course, now we've seen what, you know, was pretty obvious, that Officer Sicknick, who, you know, never died from a fire extinguisher to the head. He died of natural causes. He died a day afterwards he went to hospital. He never was injured in the Capitol riots, and yet he was used in the impeachment. And suddenly the same Democrats who are instigating this war on cops all over the country, they're suddenly all reverential about the Capitol Police. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi had a laying in state in the Capitol for Officer Sicknick's remains, and was speaking with this sort of saccharine reverence. She is really a very insincere person.
Yeah, she's a sick lady. Miranda Devine, New York Post, a couple of more. So now this cop, guilty on all three charges. He faces anywhere from 12 to 40 years in prison. On the most serious charge, Miranda, which of course was murder too. The other two don't count once you get convicted of the worst charge. So the question now becomes, something you wrote about a couple of days ago, are these folks going to be somewhat satiated? They're always asking for justice. They want justice. You can't bring George Floyd back, dummies. So now the cop got convicted on all three charges. Are they going to be okay?
Of course not.
Oh.
They weren't even okay last night. No.
Yeah.
Never enough.
Wait, they're not going to be more respectful now towards the cops? They're not going to be?
No, this has just given them more. It's empowered them even more. They're going to be even worse. And they have a taste of power. They have a taste of victory. It's just going, they're going in for the kill because, you know, they're revolutionaries and they're on a path to victory because everybody else in the country has, half the country is cheering them on and the other half has been so vilified that it's in retreat.
You're absolutely right. This was not what they're about is not about George Floyd. This systemic racism, this white supremacy hoax that we keep hearing about, this mythical white supremacy. It's about something bigger, some goal they're trying to achieve. I think, Miranda Devine, you know what that is.
Well, they're revolutionaries, and therefore they want to destroy everything in this country, and they want to bring anybody who doesn't agree with them to heel and demoralize them so that they don't resist, or jail them, as is happening for the people who basically weren't rioting on that night, didn't commit violence on January 6th, but trespassed. They are still in jail 3 months later. Amazing. Didn't commit any violence, aren't charged with any violence, still in jail. So that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're being aided and abetted by the president and the most senior, powerful people in this country, including big corporates, woke corporates. So they want to destroy this country so that they can rebuild it from the ground up
Marxist.
In their own image. Utopia, of course.
Absolutely. Oh, God. All right, listen, like a minute to go. So I thought about you on Saturday morning, okay? I'm a married man, not that way. But I'm saying to myself, here's Miranda Devine. She's sitting somewhere in a palatial apartment in New York City.
Oh.
And she's sobbing. She's sobbing right now watching the Prince Philip funeral because nobody covers the royals like Miranda Devine. Was I right? Were you in tears on Saturday morning?
Look, I didn't cry because he's 99 and I knew that he'd been dead for quite a while. But I was certainly moved by that beautiful service, so pared down, so elegant, so just what Prince Philip was all about, you know. I just loved it. But what I really loved, just for a bit of gossip, which I'm sure you'll be fascinated to hear,
is that
afterwards, when they were all walking away from the church, and there were only 30 people, all family members, you had the terrible Prince Harry, who's flown in, thank goodness, without his awful wife, and Prince William. And they'd walked in together and they'd been separated by a cousin so that they didn't have to talk to each other. And when they came out, wonderful, fabulous Kate, who's William's wife, walks next to Harry and she whispers to him and talks to him and engages him in, you know, a very polite and lively conversation, gets him to talk, breaks the ice, and then steps back to allow her brother to talk to his brother, her husband to talk to his brother.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they did. We've had body language experts and lip reading experts have actually decoded what they said. It's just fascinating. They said, "Hello, how are you? That was a lovely service."
Very, very cool. Very, very rigid. God, hey, are you watching The Crown on Netflix, Miranda Devine, or have you watched it?
Oh, yeah, I've watched it. I've binge-watched every single episode.
Absolutely.
Love it.
It's so good.
Well, you are great. Thank you for coming on today, both the George Floyd trial and the Prince Philip stuff. We can't get enough of you, Miranda, so keep writing and keep coming by. You're great.
Thank you, Miranda.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Bernie.
All right, take care. Miranda Devine, the best columnist in the country. Read her work daily at the New York Post. You can also catch Miranda. She's a regular contributor now on Fox News. Still more to come. Bernie and Sid on this Hump Day Wednesday.